What exactly is the Internet? Well, if you ask 10 different people that question, you'll probably get 10 different answers. But quite simply, the Internet is just a bunch of computers that are connected to one another through telephone lines or other types of communication lines. Right now, there are literally millions of computers around the world that make up the Internet. Each of these computers contains various information that can be accessed by anybody with a computer, a modem, and a telephone line, and the right kind of software. Once you're connected to the net, you can jump around to different computers and look at the information stored there. You can even permanently transfer some of this information to your own computer if you want. Look over the screen for a moment, then click the mouse when you're ready to continue. So when you access the Internet, does your computer become part of the Internet? Well, not necessarily, and that's where this whole notion of the Internet can get a little confusing. There are basically two types of computers involved in the Internet. First, there are the computers that actually store information and make themselves accessible to anyone with the right equipment. These computers are called hosts or servers. They have special software installed on them to make them accessible to other computers. The second type of computer involved in the net is the typical John Doe computer, like yours or mine. These are computers that can access the information on the Internet, but cannot be accessed themselves by other computers. In other words, when I connect to the Internet, I can wander around and visit other computers, but no other computers can actually visit my computer. Computers that access the Internet are called clients. So, although a client can access the Internet, it's not considered a part of the net, unless it has that special software to make it a server as well. Look over the screen, then click to continue. Another area that can be confusing is the difference between a commercial online service, such as CompuServe or America Online, and the Internet. They aren't the same thing. An online service consists of its own computers, storing specific information that can be accessed only by members of that service, kind of like a club. When you join an online service, you access the information provided by that service, such as their news updates and their discussion groups. However, most services now provide the means for you to go outside the online service and access the Internet. But the operative word here is outside. Even though you can use an online service to get to the Internet, they're still two very different animals. We'll look at different ways you can access the Internet later in this lesson. Click the mouse when you're ready to move on.